There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Authorities in Dubai say that they seized about 2 billion dirhams worth of fakes last year, and of course the battle against counterfeit handbags, hand brakes and assorted other goods continues. Joining us in the studio is the lawyer Mark Hill, partner with Charles Russell Speechleys, a media and technology and indeed intellectual property specialist. Morning Mark, good to see you.
Good morning, nice to see you again.
We'll get onto the fakes in a second, but first of all, another intellectual property story that we've been looking at this morning, which is a 30% increase in the issuance of trademarks here in the UAE in December of last year, which strikes me as a good thing. If companies are registering trademarks, it suggests, doesn't guarantee, but suggests that they're expanding. What are you seeing on the ground, and what are the factors driving this increase in trademarks?
Okay, I mean, I think it's a number of overlaying issues. I think it's not just any one thing. I'd probably focus on three or four primaries. Number one, I think that the UAE is continuing to be an attractive focal point for businesses to look at. As a primary, it continues to be a stepping stone into the region, and that hasn't changed. It's been developing over the last, well, forever, 20, 30 years particularly. There have been certain restrictions, I guess, in terms of international brand owners wanting to come in and protect themselves. There are a number of challenges to entering into any new market. The Middle East and the UAE is no different. One of the problems, I guess, that we have had previously was the high cost of trademark registration work. One of the good things that's happened over the last year, pretty much, is that the UAE government has brought down fairly radically the cost.
From what to what?
They've probably reduced it by, I guess, in real terms, they've probably knocked about $1,000 off the cost of a single trademark registration. Now, that's quite substantial as a number. One of the things we've always seen is that international brand owners are reluctant because it can be quite an expensive exercise, covering yourself in multiple jurisdictions, particularly if you enter into Middle East.
So if you're the regional boss of XYZ multinational, Microsoft, Nokia, BMW, it doesn't matter whatever it is, or a smaller multinational, you've got to do this in 20-odd markets, haven't you?
I mean, exactly. So the key that you end up looking at is what is it we're doing? What are our activities? What are our revenue streams? Where is the cost benefit in terms of the high cost of coming in a trademark? Remember, there's two things in this region slightly different to other regions. Number one, you have a relatively higher cost in certain countries, and the UAE was one of them until some of the reductions last year. But secondly, we have paperwork, which means we've got this big notarization and legalization issue here, which does add a big whack onto your trademarking costs. So you've got to manage all of those. If you are the regional manager of a business, you have to think very carefully about those things in order to make sure that, yes, you are protecting, but also that you are doing it at a financially manageable level.
Does that mean that none of your international protection applies here? I mean, if you were a massive name brand, a Microsoft or Louis Vuitton, two of the brands we've been talking about this morning, just because you hadn't registered the trademark here, would that mean that you were fair game?
Kind of no, but kind of yes. So there are a number of different types of intellectual property. So it's not just trademark rights. It is, it's a panoply of interlinking rights. Certain of those do have international and foundation, copyright, for example. And there are international treaties that allow equivalence of treatment depending on whatever country that you're in, provided you're a part of this treaty. Most countries are, the UAE is. But on a trademark point of view, it really is country by country. So with the UAE, it covers all seven Emirates, but it would not cover, for example, Saudi Arabia. You may get certain rights from the reputation that you derive from being super well-known and internationally famous as a brand, but that's not going to help 98% of people operating within the branded business world. So if you're a Microsoft or Coca-Cola, etc., you may be able to say, look, we are super famous, everybody knows who we are, but look around, most of the businesses that actually are operating in a region, that ain't going to apply. So therefore, you've got to use other means, and one of them is to get a registered trademark. That does help you at that brand and perception and reputation level, But you have to have the registration in place. If it's too expensive and you decide not to, which many businesses in the past have decided to go that way, then you're unprotected. So reducing costs is a good thing because it gives better opportunities for people to look after themselves.
We're short of time, so let's move on to the issue of fakes and the crackdown. 2 billion dirhams worth of, 2.5 billion dirhams seized by Dubai police. They say everything from cosmetics, women's handbags, electronics, watches, perfumes, car parts, mobile gadgets, those kind of things. What are you seeing in your legal line of work? Where are the abuses and how is it changing?
Look, all of that is happening. I think what is good is seeing an appetite from government and the administrative authorities to address counterfeit products. It is a good story to talk about the physical products, your handbags, your CDs and so on and so forth. The picture is a lot broader than that. So intellectual property rights actually sit at the core of each and every business. Your business here. I look around, all I see is intellectual property rights in this studio. I walk down the street, all I see is intellectual property rights. I know I'm a bit weird, I'm an IP guy, but that is kind of the way it is. So IP does sit.
He needs to get out more, doesn't he?
I do need to get out more. Even when I get out more, I still look at IP. So anyway, it's very sad. So it does sit at the core of public, consumer and business life. So if you think about where the future is going in intellectual property rights, key thing about intellectual property rights is that it's never going to keep up with what we're doing. Technology, data, content is always going to be moving quicker than the regulators, always. So we have to therefore have very practical ways of looking at how these business issues arise. One of the phrases that you'll see in the IP world is that the new equivalent of that is data. So data is going to be the transformative factor in many businesses moving forward, whether it be utilization of data streams to determine when you refill a soap holder through to how your media rights are exploited.
So someone's going to be standing on a corner in the gold suit going, Brandy Scott's bank account details, Brandy Scott's going, bank account details. Not quite like that.
That's yet another issue. But, whenever you have technology, you have risks. So then Part of what we end up getting involved in is I guess the process engineering part of it. It sounds very boring, but it is actually important because it's the figuring out how you do what you do in order to better protect yourselves. Intellectual property rights runs everywhere. It's not just a matter of trademarks. It's not just a matter of the ARN or the Dubai Eye brand. And there are many other layers around it, the content that's being provided, the analytics, the information, the data, the tracking, the ability to know what you next week are going to want to buy. That's intellectual property rights as well. And that's why we've had a whole raft of legislation to try and help us on that front.
We're out of time, unfortunately. We're going to have to leave it there, but I'm sure this issue will crop up again in the coming weeks and months. So do come back and see us again. Mark Hill is a partner with Charles Russell Speechleys here in the UAE, a legal expert. Appreciate your time this morning.
It's a pleasure.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.